Okay, everybody, here we are in lesson 152. We're now going to talk about the story of the rich young ruler and give us a good understanding of what it means when we talk about the cost of eternal life. We in America today, we believe this is so simple. We just ask for forgiveness and boom, we get it. We just say the sinner's prayer. We just come to Jesus and say, "Hey, Lord, please save me from my sins." And that's taken care of. Let's take a look now at what the cost, the personal cost is in order to become a child of God. And Jesus again tells it in a real historical encounter between himself and a rich young ruler, highly thought of, seen by the community as a righteous person. We'll start by looking at Proverbs 13, verse 7. It says, "There is one who pretends to be rich but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, but has great wealth." So let's look at the story in Mark chapter 10, start at verse 17. Now, as he, Jesus, was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what should I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't bear false witness, don't defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he, the rich young ruler, answered and said to Jesus, "Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give it to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word, the rich young ruler, and he went away grieved because he had great possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches." Notice him adding that word, trust in riches, to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" But looking at them, Jesus said, "With men it's possible. No, I'm sorry, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." So here what you see that Jesus makes sure they understand, it's people who trust in their riches. It's not evil to have riches. It's when your riches make up who you are. It's where you cling to for what you believe is the greatest, most important thing in your life. It's maintaining that material wealth. And this is the challenge Jesus made to this rich young ruler. And because his disciples in that culture had associated wealth with blessing, people who were wealthy and had high standing in the community were assumed to have a tight relationship with Yahweh, the Father. Jesus completely turns that upside down. So now let's click on the screen and walk through what happened. First, notice that Jesus didn't go after him for a decision. Jesus actually drove him away. He said he loved him, but he drove him away. Now, what did the rich young ruler do right? Well, he had the right motive. He wanted to know how he could enter the kingdom of heaven. He had the right attitude. He came running and knelt at Jesus' feet. He came to the right source. He came to Jesus himself, and he definitely asked the right question. But what did the rich young ruler do wrong? He was filled with pride. He wouldn't confess his guilt, and he would not submit to Christ. He believed that he had kept all the commandments. Well, nobody keeps all the commandments. Everybody lies. Everybody bears false witness as a cause. People have stolen. We all do things that break the Ten Commandments, yet this rich young ruler said, "I've done nothing wrong. I keep them all." But then Jesus exposed him. He said, "Well, actually, one of the commandments is you shouldn't covet. You shouldn't place the accumulation of wealth is where you put your trust, where your identity is with who you are. So I want you to go get rid of all that and then follow me. And in eternity, you're going to be blessed." And he said, "No thanks. I can't do that. I've worked too hard. I have too many things." He would not submit. This is the essence of the cost of eternal life. You have to look at who you are, Examine yourself, as Paul says. Where have you placed your trust for eternity? Is it only in the risen Son of God, or is it in something else you have, especially in American culture? Your job, your credentials, your wealth, your children, whatever it might be that separates you from Christ, who is the only source that the Father will accept in his courtroom, as we've been saying, to declare you righteous and have eternal life. This is lesson 152.